Hey, we're rolling into another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast. We'd love to hear from you. If you ever want to call, leave a voicemail. If you say something interesting, it might end up on the podcast.
Yes, so let's do it.
In fact, I can't imagine what you might say that wouldn't end up on the podcast at this point. We're pretty desperate. 856-318-9873. That's the Kevin and Casey podcast hotline. 856-318-9873. Or feel free to shoot us an email, Kevin and KC, that's letter K, letter C, Kevin and KC at kevinhilly.com.
Yes.
We are excited here in Missouri.
Yes.
Super Bowl 54 on Sunday. This is Super Bowl week that we're recording this.
That's right. It's coming up.
It's the Chiefs and
the 49ers.
Very good. Before we started, we were talking about the Super Bowl. She goes, is it going to be Chiefs and who is it?
I don't watch
football. Is it the Patriots? I go, no, for a change this year, it's not the Patriots.
Oh, that's what I told you.
You
love
good...
my ignorance.
Oh, I do. I feel it enhances the show.
That's right. Have fun at my expense. That's all right. I laugh at myself all the time.
You know what, though? Everybody loves you even more.
Thank you.
That's what it is. But no, this is the first. You know, it's funny. When the playoffs were going on, I was hoping it was going to be the Chiefs and Packers because that would be a replay of Super Bowl I.
I say that was the first. Yeah,
in 1966.
Gosh, I do know that. See?
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, sure. Now you can say you did. Chiefs haven't been in the Super Bowl for like 50 years.
Yeah, this is a big deal. It is exciting. You know, I'm not big into football, obviously, not knowing who they were playing, but seeing the state pull together, it is so neat. I was in Chiefs.
Especially since there is no team in St. Louis anymore.
Exactly. You know, this is it, man. Yeah, exactly. So that's our one team from the state. I was up at Overland Park last weekend for the boat show.
Oh
my gosh, there was red everywhere.
It's gotta
be Chiefs
Kingdom
there.
Oh,
it is. It is. You know, and it's so neat. Even getting to my hotel room that night, there's a building up there, and probably multiple. I didn't go downtown or anything, but there was one building outside close to my hotel that had their window lights as an arrowhead, and then they had a red
like Chiefs logo.
Yeah, the Chiefs logo
cool.
on the side of the building. It was so, just by the lights. I mean, that was so neat.
Well, you know, they're all down in Miami because that's where the Super Bowl will be held. And I'm pulling for the Chiefs. And obviously, you know, being a resident of Missouri, I am. But on top of that, I got another reason. Andy Reid is a fantastic coach. Former Eagles coach, you know I'm an Eagles fan.
Yeah, you are. That's right. I knew that.
And and he got into one Super Bowl with us, and we lost to the Patriots, as a matter of fact, in 2005. But he's never won a Super Bowl.
It would be great for him. And great for the state. I mean, look at last year. You know, the Blues took
the Stanley Cup. It hasn't been all that many years since the Cardinals and Royals won it, you know?
That's right. That was, what, 2013? Yeah, 14, something like that.
Seems like a long time ago.
Well, actually, I think it was 14 or 15.
People are getting old trying to remember that now.
That's right. You know? But still, this would be great. Yeah. It would be great to fall, you know, and maybe keep the tradition going with the Blues last year, the Chiefs this year, and maybe even the Cardinals later this year, that would be one.
I know you're not a fervent football fan.
No.
But you lean toward the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, but not really by choice. I mean, that
your
was
husband, is that
my
one?
Mother.
Oh, your mother. Your mother.
Good old Pat.
Oh, that's right. There was another reason.
I was raised, with blue and silver, blue and gray.
And again, this is another reason why really Casey and I cannot be more friends than we already are. Because Eagles, Cowboys, I'm sorry. They just, you know.
Yeah,
like
I was
oil and water, Egypt
love,
and Israel, you know, or whatever.
Yep. I was raised to love the Cowboys and hate the Raiders.
Wow. Okay. Well, now everybody hates the Raiders because they're moving to Las Vegas.
So that's true.
Oakland hates the Raiders. Now Los Angeles does,
that's
you know.
Right.
But go Chiefs. I think they're, if last I saw, the Chiefs are slight favorites against San Francisco.
I have seen that poll as well. Mm. I have. So it was good to see that.
But
let's hope their skills are there.
Those guys are a juggernaut, though. I'll tell you, the 49ers are not a slouch team.
No. Just the camaraderie of seeing, like I said, the state pulled together.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they win or not, it's exciting. It's exciting.
Well, they better win.
Let's hope they win.
Come
That's
on.
Right. It'll be even better week next week.
Let me just say, there ain't no parade for losers, okay? That's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, we'll welcome them here at the lake.
They have a name contest going on. Well, it just ended, actually. I think it was yesterday it ended. But there's a name contest going on for the new Mars rover. Have you heard about this?
No.
The Mars 2020 rover. It's supposed to launch in July, if I'm not mistaken. And it's going to go to the red planet. And I guess it's going to be setting up a base camp for when we eventually land a human being on Mars.
Nice.
And so they want to, and this thing is like fancy, or it's got a fancy drill, and it can take all kinds of samples and everything. I don't know how they get the samples back to Earth.
I don't know how to analyze
it right there. But they have a naming contest and they asked a bunch of kids, you know, and they
named the rover,
Mars rover. Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't
there one stuck on Mars? Remember that?
I don't know. Unless they make a movie out of it, I just don't keep.
My gosh. Unless they make a movie.
I'm not fully educated on any of that unless there's a movie.
Well, I ain't no educated either.
We can discuss Matt Damon and the Martian and how he grew potatoes.
You
That's fine.
And your fancy math and your reading and your science. And
That's right.
Whatever. No, I think there was one, the original Mars rover. I think it got stuck, kept against a rock and it couldn't move. So for all eternity now, it's going to be
stuck. Till we get the people out there.
I was going to say, some alien is going to have to land on Mars. Oh, hey, here you go, little fella. It's like a turtle that's stuck in the road. Here you go, little fella. Go ahead.
That's right. That's funny.
Some alien species. But no, so they had a naming contest, and they had like originally 1,500 names.
Oh, my god.
And then they whittled it down to a couple hundred or whatever.
Okay.
And then finally they got it down to 9.
Oh, man.
And they're all very noble names, Ingenuity, Perseverance, Strength, stuff like that.
Oh, gotcha.
Boring.
Like the posters, with the kitty cat. Okay, yeah.
Right. I want it to be something like, remember what was the boat name? Somebody called it Bodie McBoatface. That's what I want. Something like that. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's something to be proud
Marzi
of.
Marzi McMarzerson. Yeah.
Excuse me. That's good. That would be something to be proud of for sure.
Do you remember it was a couple of years ago, they did I don't know what has happened with this, but they had an online application thing to go to Mars to send.
I remember,
remember that.
Yes, that was like last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, and
early.
You're not coming back.
No, right.
It's a one-way mission, man.
I wonder how that's going. The recruiting.
Who is choosing the?
Probably would know a few though.
Somebody who hates their life, maybe. Yeah,
not necessarily that. Just admires adventure and. Maybe not necessarily a full people person. You wouldn't be one.
I don't know. If they have room for more than one person on the ship, I'd say if we pack all the Kardashians on there, maybe.
Oh, my.
I don't know. But anyway.
Where would we get our entertainment?
Seriously, I wouldn't want to do that. As much as I love the idea of sending somebody.
No, I couldn't do it either. Yeah. I mean, you've got family and friends and everything.
And social media doesn't reach that far.
Right. Can you think? You'd have to read books. You'd have to go back to square one.
You and your fancy reading and writing and books. Forget it. I'm going to Mars.
Maybe they could ship packages of the latest, magazines to stay up to date.
That's possible. You think your Facebook posts take a long time now.
Right.
It's I posted that 6 months ago.
Facebook wouldn't be able to keep up.
It's old news now.
I tell you what, I couldn't even keep it. So yesterday was my birthday.
Yes, it was. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
By the way, Casey looks great for a 60-year-old woman.
I appreciate that. Hey, I was claiming 29 for the 7th year in a row.
Seventh anniversary.
That's right. But no, so, I've got quite a following on my page.
And
there was a lot of happy birthday wishes. Well, last night, I wasn't on it that often yesterday. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to catch up. Well, my phone, I guess Facebook, because of the amount of messages, it was only showing me the same 20 over and over again.
Yeah.
So, I have nobody else out there. I have no idea who has, been on there.
It tells me there's something.
Yeah, so I apologize if I didn't like it or comment. It's because my phone won't show it to me. And, I'll get on the computer tonight. And
I don't know what is up with Facebook because I will see, I'm dead serious. Yeah. I will see a post from 3 days ago.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't have, okay, I got 500 plus or 600,
sure,
whatever it is, friends.
Sure.
But still, they're not all posting.
Right. Now, give me the latest, the most recent.
Exactly.
I always see the most recent, too, and it shows me old stuff. So I don't know what's
going on. I have no idea.
I'm so ignorant when it comes to that.
I mean, I remember it was January 4th or whatever, and all of a sudden, hey, Happy New Year. I go, what?
You're a few days
The
late.
New Year is 4 days old, dude. You know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah, I try not to comment. That's the first thing I have to look at is the date that it was posted, because I'll see somebody...
Yeah.
Post something, I'm like, oh my goodness. And then I look and I'm like, oh, that was a week ago. Okay, I'm not going to even open that bridge again. Yeah, nope.
Speaking of Facebook, I posted this a little while back. I don't know if have you ever had Honey Bunches of Oats?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I love it.
It's a good cereal, right?
It's got the granola. Yeah.
It's got the granola and everything.
And the honey flakes.
Post is coming out with frosted Honey Bunches of Oats
Ooh.
Now. Okay.
That would be good.
I can't eat it.
Really?
How do I put this delicately?
Oh, God.
Okay. I've tried it now twice, maybe three times. I forget. I lost track. It was, and it was so traumatic. First time I had Honey Bunches of Oats, it threw me into the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And...
So it's just the frosted ones, though.
No, I no the frosted. I haven't even had the frosted.
Oh,
I mean, so that's like brand new. They're just coming out with
okay.
it. But the regular Honey Bunches of Oats, again, I love it. I think it's delicious.
Yeah, it is.
But I was I'm screaming for my wife from the other room. She goes, "What did you eat? Honey Bunches of Oats." Okay, well, that passed. No pun intended. That okay. And we're in the store again. And we're in the cereal aisle. What do I see?
Can't help yourself.
Honey Bunches of Oats. I looked at it and go, oh. She goes, you know what happened last time? And I said, yeah, but I was probably a coincidence, whatever, something else. I ate it. Guess what?
Oh, I bet Donna was laughing again, on the other side of the bathroom.
She goes, I can't do anything for you. The next time we were in the store, we're in the cereal aisle. What do I see?
Oh, again?
Honey
really?
Bunch.
Oh.
And she looks at me. She goes, if you buy that and it happens to you again, I'm not going to feel sorry for you.
That's right.
So we passed the, no, again, no pun intended. We passed it by.
So the third time you didn't go for it.
I gazed longingly at it, like Honey Bunches of Oats, you are delicious, but I cannot
eat.
That's
sad.
I don't know. But
do you do other cereals? And no,
other
and no
cereals
issues.
Are fine.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Thank God it doesn't happen with Captain Crunch or Frosted Flakes. I'd be a very sad man, let me tell you. But no, I've looked it up online. Apparently it's a fairly common thing.
Really?
I don't. It must,
is it like the
I don't know
amount of fiber that's in it?
It must be incredibly fibrous.
It is. It is.
I don't know.
But you know what? There's a lot of hidden sugars in that one, too. I was, because Honey Bunches of Oats used to be one of my favorite cereals.
Right.
And then once
but
we
it doesn't
started,
do anything nasty to you?
No, okay. No. But I will. I mean, I used to be lactose intolerant. I've gotten better. Mm-hmm. There's still certain things. You know, I can't just drink a glass of milk, mm-hmm. you know, but I can have a bowl of cereal and I don't drink the milk after I'm done. and it doesn't affect me. But the Honey Bunches of Oats, yeah, there's a lot of sugar and stuff in there.
Really?
So you know what? Your Captain Crunch is probably better than it anyway for you.
Do you know? Remember the old Saturday Night Live commercial for a cereal called Colon Blow?
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm...
All right, you gave me too much of a visual now.
Speaking of lactose intolerant, because my son basically, at least he says he is anyway, mm-hmm. and he's an adult now, but he'll come over our house. And he loves milk.
Oh, no.
And he will just down a bunch of milk and then go into the bathroom and explode.
I guess when you know you got a restroom close by, you
you're
do
safe.
It.
You're in a safe place. He's going to hate. He better. I hope he's not listening to the podcast. He's going to hate that I just shared that with the world.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a friend who's a big fan of the show and me and everything. So I guarantee he's going to listen. Hey, John, your dad was talking about
here,
you.
Have a glass of milk.
Great. Have a glass of milk. Can I watch? Yeah, so... On that disgusting note,
I think we can end it with you.
Hey, share your complaints at 856-318-9873, or you can email kevinandkc@kevinhilly.com.
All right.
Do you have any foods that do something like that?
Yes.
Well,
so,
share.
Well,
come on. We're in the disgusting room, Casey.
You know, no, I think really, again, milk, I can't do straight milk. I can do ice cream, though, and that just changed with my last pregnancy. So, yeah.
Your metabolism changed somehow.
I guess.
Thank
so,
the
yeah,
kids.
During my pregnancy, because I was never a big ice cream eater.
I've heard of that, though.
But it did. Like, during my pregnancy with Wesley, I could eat it and it didn't impact me or affect
and
me.
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly.
See? The jokes just write themselves, man.
Yes, exactly. But, and then, of course, I tried it afterwards and it still didn't have an effect. So I'm like, okay. And I think my resistance has gotten a lot better because I can do cheese. I've always been able to do cheese. Yogurt used to be another issue, but now I can do yogurt. So
you ought to have another kid.
Yeah, no,
you'll be able to eat everything. Bring
we're
on the milk.
Done with that. but then there's allergies. You know, I do have an allergy to tuna. Which really, you know,
how does the allergy?
My throat swells up. Yeah,
oh,
like, oh, I can't
that's
breathe.
Not good.
Yeah, no. And it wasn't always like that, too. I used to eat it as a child.
Well,
and
tuna
then,
isn't something that they put in food. So it isn't like they have to warn you.
It's not.
This might have tuna in it.
But I will say, like, you know, because of that, I'm very hesitant on other seafood because I really don't know, you know, what. I know I can eat shrimp and I know I can eat crab. So I don't get very adventurous.
My former co-host, Erin, she can't do shellfish like shrimp or anything.
Yes.
And once I said, do I have some shrimp or something? I said, would you want some? She goes, You trying to kill me? You want to see me pop up?
Do you have
up?
An EpiPen nearby on hand, please? So. Yeah. But the allergies, that's pretty much it as far as the food. So, but yeah, lactose intolerance, it's not fun. It sucks. There's a lot of good things.
And I love milk. I love
See, I'm not a big fan, so I don't miss out. Okay. I like the almond milk, though, which, you know, my husband thinks is disgusting.
Does he drink straight from the jug?
No. Okay. Now because we still give Wesley milk, so he's not allowed to.
Let me share. Share with you, he does.
He just does it
when you're not looking.
No, you're probably right.
That's what I do. I make sure she can't see me through the mirror in the bedroom. Okay,
that's horrible.
I saw her do it the other day too.
Did you really?
She didn't think I saw. I'm not saying anything.
Donna, he knows.
It's going to be one of those I don't know, you don't know type things.
Sure,
but we both know.
Just excuse it. Yeah, exactly. I didn't see it.
that's another edition
married life
of the Kevin and Casey podcast. Thanks for joining us today.